Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Hello and welcome. This is Cindy Meyer, and it is my pleasure to be hosting this evening. And we have Kelly Hampton, author of two different books, and we will be bringing her on in just a moment. But I just want to tell you just a little bit about Spirit Seeker Front End before we get started with the show. You can read Spirit Seeker online at www.spiritseeker.com. It is a physical magazine in the state of Missouri in the following cities. In case you know someone in those cities, they can find it. It's in St. Louis for over 14 years. It's in Kansas City, Columbia, Springfield, and most recently Lake of the Ozarks. And we are adding Chicago in June of this year. So it continues to grow, but we also have a national presence with many, many, many online readers, and I'm just so grateful for that. And tonight, if you like tonight's show, we do ask that you go to blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer, and if you favorite my show, what it does is it just increases the ratings and it moves our page closer to the front of all of the wonderful shows that Blog Talk offers. And this is not for an ego thing, it's just the more people that listen to the show, the more people get helped by all the different wonderful guests. And then the other thing is that Blog Talk is a virtual blog, and a lot of people think that because they can't listen to the show live that they missed it, and that is not the case. The beautiful part of Blog Talk is that every interview that I have done since hosting the show in this format is archived there. Nate, my producer, that sometimes you hear his voice, but he's always behind the scenes, immediately after the show archives it. So there are amazing interviews with Don Miguel and Jose Ruiz. There's I'll be interviewing James Redfield coming up. I interviewed Donna Eden last week. There's lots and lots of wonderful shows that are archived there. And then after tonight's show, anyone can, you know, listen to it, you know, just by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer. Okay, then a couple of announcements for anyone in the St. Louis area. We have a psychic development class that I will be teaching. It's a four-week class starting on Monday, March 28th, and it will go through April 18th. And I it's a class limited to 10 students because we go very deeply. And by the end of the 4 weeks, you will actually be doing readings. So that's on Monday evenings, and I host that at my home. And then Spirit Seeker's 26th Holistic Living Expo will be on Sunday, August the 7th. And then the latest thing that I want to announce is that Spirit Seeker will be going to Peru with Greg Braden. And that will be the end of August. The dates on that are August 22nd through September 4th. And so if you are interested at all in, you know, going to Peru with my group, we will be with other groups, but, you know, it's Greg Braden is our leader. Just call Spirit Seeker at 636-530-7579 or send me an email to info@spiritseeker.com. Okay, so now we are going to have the fun part of, now that I'm finished with all these little announcements. It is my pleasure to bring Kelly Hampton, who is an angelic channel, a medium. She's an energy healer and an author. I've known Kelly for many, many years, and it's just a delight as she's written her books and, you know, continued to grow and expand. And, you know, it's just an honor and a privilege to know her and to have her on the air. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. Okay, I think you're muted.
Oh.
Okay, are you there now? Okay. All right, so Kelly, welcome. And is there anything else you would like to add about, I know you do star healing, you do so many different things, so why don't we just get the listeners just a little bit of background with, you know, because I know you're a medium and you do so many different things. So why don't you just let the listeners know a little bit about you. And listeners, Kelly, and we're going to do this front end and then we'll do readings a little bit later. So we're going to talk about your books and everything. So Kelly, tell us about your path. How did you get drawn to this work? Were you psychic as a child? You know, did this? Just tell us your story. We want to get to know who you are.
Well, thanks once again, Cindy. I'm always pleased to have the ability to share light. You know, when you ask me to share my story, every time I come on, and I have new things that I learn about myself, about my past that I didn't really realize before. So, like, for example, just recently, you know, in the work with Star Healing that Michael gave me about a year ago in January for the Ascension, and maybe if we have time, I am teaching workshops and blessed to be doing that in new venues or extending their doors to me. But as I'm learning more about the Palladians and the star galaxy and Ascension and reading other Palladian books, because, you know, like if you're into cooking, you read cooking books, right?
Right.
So I'm coming to this awareness when you say, well, you know, tell us your story. I'm actually going to start at the back end and go, this is not going to be long.
No. We want to know you.
but I'm going to start on the back end now and say that it's coming to my sensibilities now as truth that speaks to me, and that is what's the newness about, you know, the star healing and the Palladians. When I was a young girl, I used to have these nightmares. I just call them nightmares, and they were visitations by something, you know, like some sort of something was coming to get me. And so ask my mother, God bless her, if we would ask her, we could come through and she would tell us, right? But they weren't particularly, you know, charming, you know, but it was the same thing many nights that something was coming to me. And so what do I believe now after, you know, engaging with some other teachers and other teachers' teachings themselves, and that is that I'm a Palladian. Okay, so would I have said this probably 2 years ago? No, I wouldn't have even known what that is. So I suppose my journey is like maybe many light workers' journeys, that it keeps evolving. And so what does the early dream have to do with the statement I just made? Well, what is my truth is that in connecting with several others, you know, that have had the same sort of, well, something came to visit me, and it was like an energy, and it didn't really feel good. And then in reading a book, there's a woman named Barbara
Marciniak. Bringers of the Dawn.
It's a book on Palladians. It's downstairs, yeah. And had I been
no,
a bit
more prepared.
No, it's
Barbara Marciniak.
So that kind of resonates with others, right? And then, I don't know, in my 30s, as my development's going on, there's another, as I'm reading this in the book, I'm going, oh, my gosh, there was this big white snowy owl in this tree in Missouri, and you don't have snowy owls. And it had these reddish kind of eyes, and it was beautiful and looking, you know, on this perched in this tree, and I'm driving in my car, and the awareness was, this means something, you know. I didn't know what it meant, right? But this means something. And so what do I feel I know now is things, like I'm like every human being, I keep expanding, right, and learning. And so what do I think is that for the Palladians, she uses the word, I believe, masking, that they mask their presence to sort of check in on souls, okay? So the bird was the mask to sort of check in on me. And the early dreams were, I wasn't taken, you know, I actually think I was just visited, okay? So the masking came through as the snowy owl, okay? Sort of check, I don't know what's going to check up on me lately, but anyway.
Well, and you know, oftentimes Goddess Athena is shown with that white owl.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
it's the
wisdom, the inner knowing. So it does not surprise me that it was a white owl. And you know, in many Native American cultures, the owl is the portends death. There's a death to come. And you know, but what it is oftentimes is it's a shamanic death, a death of an old way of being. And to me, I've seen owls very rarely during the day. But you saw that owl during the day, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I right before my mother died, I saw two owls during the day, and people were like, you don't see them during the day. I said, well, guess what? I saw two in 3 days, and I had a Native American woman helping me with my mother right before she crossed, and I said, Mary, what does this mean? I've seen two owls. She goes, your mother's time is very near. And, you know, so that's oftentimes, you know, like with shamanic work, that's the and so all of you listeners, it doesn't have to be in the shape of an owl, and that's why you know, Kelly kind of laughed and she goes, I don't know who's going to be visiting me next, because it's in the spirit world, oftentimes the animals will be the shapeshifters. You know, people can shapeshift into animals and they can bring that medicine, you know, animal medicine in. So the owl represents wisdom and knowledge and knowing. And so it doesn't surprise me that that's how you got visited. That's like a great story, though, and a white one. I've only seen a white owl once.
Well, yeah, thanks for sharing that, because I'm learning as I'm going, you know, the shamanic thing. So to touch on something else, you know, am I a shaman? Well, I don't, the labels just come and go, right? Can I go outside by a tree and channel some chiefs? Yes, you know. Does that make me a shaman? I don't think so. Do I know shamanic studies? Yes. Do I know them fully and completely? No, there's infinite wisdom to be learned. So my belief about that snowy owl is, of course, animals, as you say, all have, you know, totem animals and have great, you know, animals, power animals come and go in my life and that kind of thing. But what resonated with me in the book was that the Palladians, which is now the healing from the Palladians, when I channel Ashtar, Michael gave me the vehicle, you know, to for that. He gave me the passageway. He cleared the way, I guess, and that's the kind of road I'm on now. But that masking with the animal to sort of check in is resonates more to my truth than a shamanic vision. But I'm open to it all, you see?
Right. No, I know. Yeah. So with the Pleiadians, for the readers or for the listeners who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, can you talk about the Star Galaxy people and the Pleiadians and what that is?
Yes, and I talk from my truth that I get largely from Michael, some ascended masters and Ashtar when he comes through a healing. I purposely don't go online, for example, or extend. So my knowledge is based only on my awareness. You know, there's probably some listeners that have more information than I may be able to share, and so be open to any callers that might have, knowledge and wisdom to share. But when this is the age of the ascension, and so as Michael writes about, I say I write about Michael's truth in 2012 and beyond. That's when he first started indicating, telling me what the Palladian, I think it's pronounced different ways, that's my pronunciation, and the Star Galaxy, Star Healing, Michael says they're one and the same. They're close enough, you know, many Native Americans refer to this, you know, the Star Nation. So I think probably, Cindy, you probably, I know you have a huge base of many cultures and traditions, larger than mine. There's probably other words for this. But the Star Nation, the Star Galaxy, the Palladian Galaxy, Michael calls it a very wise intelligence. And so as he writes about and continues to teach me in the Star Healing, is that it's fifth dimensional energy from the Palladian Galaxy. You know, the book goes on about the Anunnakis, and trying not to talk over listeners' head, but also, you know, speak from what I know, feel I know, my truth. So it's intelligent, benevolent, wise cluster of stars, some of which you can see without a telescope, but it's the intelligence and life forms that inhabit it. It's that energy, peace and calm, fifth dimension. It's that essence which was to have been ours on Earth. That's my understanding. So the ascension then is turning the fourth dimension that we've all lived in, as we know, for eons, back to the fifth dimension, which would have been, I guess you might say, Nirvana on Earth. So,
right. And Kelly's latest book is 2012 and Beyond the Truth from Archangel Michael. So, so Kelly, you know, you wrote another book before this. Would you like to tell the listeners about that book as well?
Well, thanks, Cindy. The first book is still available in paperback. That's so far the only version it's in. That title is called IntoTheWhiteLight.com, Into the White Light. And that book is completely different than 2012. People have asked me, well, which one should I get? You know, and I've been doing some expos and more lecturing. Well, they're completely different. The Into the White Light is, it's not a primer because it's very deep in a way, but it's about what goes on the other side, what a chart is, what registers are, what the halls of knowledge are, and those, that's a large part of the context of this book. 2012, I think if someone is kind of uninitiated, you might say, you know, it'd be pretty hard stretch to read, I think, and maybe abide by. So they're not tied together in any form except maybe the readiness of the world, you might say.
Right.
So I believe that they're given, you know, in the order they were meant to be given, of course. So.
Well, and I love that you, Archangel Michael, has said, and beyond, you know, this whole book is, okay, 2012 is here. I mean, it's like around the corner. So what does that portend for us as a civilization? What is it really all about? So, Kelly, if you would be kind enough to just share your take via Archangel Michael coming through you and guiding you, what is this 2012 thing all about? I mean, we've been hearing about it for years. It's kind of like the Y2K.
Yeah.
All the computers are going to die. Okay, we're going to, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of this. I mean, you know, so, I mean, we all listen, every listener probably has their own take on it. But I'm just curious if you would be kind enough to share basically the premise of this book and everything with Archangel Michael and his take on it.
Well, that's really a good and loaded question.
You can take it any direction you want.
Because Michael says, you know, it isn't one thing. Okay, so it's like a tapestry. There are many things that it means, 2012 and at least the decade beyond. And so it's the time of the ascension. Other great masters, and it, besides Michael, not myself, let me make that clear, talk about the shift in consciousness. I mean, what we're talking about the ascension, the shift in consciousness, restructuring DNA to the fifth dimension, the cosmic forces, intergalactic, interstellar council, all these things, the Mayan calendar, what it's signifying is a change in human consciousness. Even Nostradamus, I was watching a show the other night on television about, you know, the Nostradamus teachings, and the last picture is like got a blank page of mankind. There's mankind holding this book, and it's blank. And so the interpretation is, you know, you can make it what you want. You're going to perish. You're going to make it the world that it was meant to be. And that is a world, as Michael says, where the souls are entering in without judgment. It's not in their DNA. Stop and
right.
Think about that for a moment, okay? No judgment in their DNA. What does it mean? It means a world where there is no famine, no war, where there's going to be a cure to AIDS. He says, as 2012 approaches and subsequently in the media time past 2012, as a result of these shifting, renewing, globally conscious energies, there will be less war, less hatred, less poverty, fewer diseases. When you read about, when you hear conjecture and speculation about 2012 and beyond that says the world is coming to an end, I would agree with that. With this point of distinction, the world as you know it is coming to an end. And Michael then will say, go on to say, hallelujah, you know,
right.
Hallelujah. You know, the devastations of the world by and large, because I ask about this and just the other day about Japan, you know, how can you counsel people? How can you counsel us about the devastation there? And, he, you know, eloquently he said that, you know, it was mankind's consciousness. It wasn't an angry God or an angry Mother Earth that created these events, you know. It was
right.
Mankind's collective consciousness, lower energies of hatred, jealousy, killing, war, you know, all these things over the collection
right.
of our history. And so it's a detoxinization, okay. So the world that's promised, the world that is going to be ours, is a world of grace. Less famine, more joy. Michael prophesizes the cure to AIDS is right around the corner, interstellar travel. So the things that come about as a result of this, what is it about a shift in consciousness? That would be my, like, one-word kind of bullet thing. And what that entails is, like, huge. What that really means and how that's perceived and will happen is huge.
Well, and everything that I've read and, you know, heard through the different people that I, you know, work with on all the different levels is that, you know, 2011, where we are right now, this is the year where we're going to have huge scientific breakthroughs. And we already are. And it's like, you know, it's just fascinating the work that they're doing with the brain. They're trying, you know, they're finally figuring out that, you know, there's just so much we can do with consciousness. And consciousness is overriding DNA. And, you know, they're starting to prove it with quantum physics. And, you know, I always have loved what Louise Hay, who many of you on the line know, and if not, you need to go to, I would suggest you go to louisehay.com. She's one of the most powerful people as far as a voice in the New Thought metaphysical community. She promotes authors like Wayne Dyer and, you know, so many others. She's just a wonderful light for all of us. Anyway, she was asked one time, she said, well, what about all the souls that are dying of AIDS? You know, what's the deal? You know, what's going on here? And she said, you know, AIDS is a very hard death. And she said many of the people who by the time they've transitioned from this world to the other after they've had AIDS, they get to the other side and they are like, they've learned so much about compassion, so much about love, because it's such a hard way to die, that oftentimes, she says, when I hold a small baby in my arms that has just come into the world, I'll look into that baby's eyes at a soul level and say, are you Jimmy? Are you Johnny? I wonder if you're Frank, you know, the ones that had left, because they're incarnating so fast. So it doesn't surprise me that with the consciousness of souls, so many souls, you know, are incarnating right now that are just high vibrational beings. And I think that's why the Pleiadians are so present. I think it's why the archangels are so present. I think it's why the financial realignment, that happened because things were out of whack, out of balance. And because we're such a global world now, what happens in Ireland affects us. What happened in Greece affects us. What happened in the United States, we just propped it up. But what really happened here, you know, rippled all throughout the world. And it's like in here now, you know, we have this terrible earthquake in Japan, and it's still all part of, you can't have the light without the darkness. It's still all part of the same spectrum. As we go toward more light, it's going to bring up the dark. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're being punished. That's not what this is about. It's just a vibrational, I mean, this is my take on it anyway. It's just a huge, huge vibrational realignment. And, you know, when all the sex scandals came out with all the politicians, I remember interviewing my friend Beatrix Quintana, and I said, Beatrix, what the heck is all this about? You know, and she goes, it's because we have all this, you know, suppressed energy around sexuality in the United States because of the way, you know, the puritanical stuff and everything. You go to the older cultures, you know, traditionally Europe and even other parts of the world that are older, you know, I mean, look at the Kama Sutra, you look at all the stuff, they're much more open with their sexuality, they're much more open with, you know, talking about it. But whenever you have suppressed energy, you know, which is what you have around money, which is what you have around sex, which is what you have around politics in this country, there's lots of secrets and hidden stuff. Whenever you have this stuff, then it comes to the surface for healing. So I think everything that you're channeling with Archangel Michael is just right on. And basically, the way it was summarized in your book is that this is just the beginning. You know, this is just the beginning that, you know, and didn't he say, like, diseases would just almost become, like, I mean, we'd still have them, but it wouldn't be the same stuff around it.
Well, Michael goes on to say, too, that there's going to be new forms of plant life, new forms of animal life. I mean, that's pretty darn exciting, I would think.
Right.
He talks also about, you know, to read just a little blurb here, Michael's saying, God force is shaking Mother Earth in a gentle way, in a gentle, loving way. You might say shaking her like a newborn baby as it wakes up to the promises of a new world, where souls see the world with new eyes because their eyes will be made new. This is starting to be done already with the light workers of the world. They, you might say, are the gatekeepers, holding the gates open to higher frequencies of thinking, being, and living, so that everyone may follow and walk through. This is what is going to happen between now and 2012.
Wow. You know, and really, listeners, you know, what Kelly's describing is what the people on the front lines of spirituality are saying. Like, 2012 is almost anticlimactic. It's already happened by then. This right now, the energy of 2011, leading up to 2012, is really, this is where you do your work. And those who are walking full faith are doing quite well right now. And it's really interesting, you know, it's just fascinating how the more Archangel Michael and you allow him into your life. I mean, I want to talk a little bit about Archangel Michael, and Kelly, you just jump in. Archangel Michael's the guy with the big sword. He is like he is the Ganesha of the Hindu. Like, you know, those of you that understand Hindu philosophies, Ganesha is the one who will he'll remove an obstacle. If there's something on your path that needs to be removed, you can say, Ganesha, come on, please, like, take this, you know, this burden or this, you know, whatever, out of my way. Or he'll throw one in your way. You might be cruising along, la, la, life is great, but you're on the wrong path. And all of a sudden, there's this roadblock, and you're like, what the heck? Archangel Michael's similar. He doesn't necessarily throw up a roadblock as much. He just won't clear it if it's not supposed to be cleared. But Archangel Michael comes through with that sword, and literally like a machete, without you even realizing it, all of a sudden a doorway or a portal is open, and it's oftentimes because he just knows that that's your next step in soul evolution. But he's like the head, he's one of the head honchos of all the archangels that you could pray to. Anything else you want to add since you work with him daily?
No, I'm listening. I'm thinking, you know, in my private consultations, often he'll say, you know, unless I'm doing a mediumship reading, you know, Michael is the client's guide, and most of the time he's very humble. I mean, he's funny and profound, but like today, even many times he'll say, "I am just the messenger," you know. He'll say, "You're your guardian angels." He'll say, call on your guardian angels. They've been assigned to you. You know, he says some of the information he gets from them about your chart, and they give it to me. And he says sometimes I get information from other galaxies, and I'm like the ping pong paddle, and I just bounce it down to you. I'm not making this up. And
no, I know, but I'm telling you, Archangel Michael has been in more of the readings that I've done in the last 6 months, and Archangel Zadkiel was 2010. So Archangel, I'm like, I mean, you know, and I studied Ascension, you know, with some of the teachers, you know, a couple of years ago, and Archangel Zadkiel just kept showing up everywhere, and that's who one of the teachers I studied with, she channeled him. But, you know, the archangels are working overtime right now. They are front and center. You know, Doreen Virtue is, you know, she says, get an angel deck of cards and work with them. Just ask them for messages. And it's the fastest way, meditation, meditation, meditation. I can't repeat it enough. I'm going to say it again because I feel like Archangel Michael's here. Meditation, meditation, meditation.
He is.
And I know, I can hear, I can feel him here. And it's like, that's really the key. And, you know, today I attended an all-day seminar. I had to be there at 8 o'clock this morning, and I didn't leave until 6, so I just got home. And it was with Matthew Ferry, and he was talking about meditation. Basically, what it does is it allows you to slow down enough to observe your thoughts. And it's like, he talks about the monkey mind, you know, the monkey mind, is where you're having a judgment about this and judgment about that. And, you know, and basically, you know, it's so interesting from every direction what I'm getting, whether it's A Course in Miracle card that I pull, whether it's going to a Matthew Ferry seminar, it really doesn't matter. It's all the same. We're here to learn love. And anything that is unlike love is fear. And you know, whenever we, like, you know, resist someone or we don't want to hang around with someone, oftentimes, you know, it can be our guides, like saying, you know, this is not the best situation, but really there is no bad situation. It's all about, like, raising the frequency, and it's all about love, and we're all in this together. And I think that, you know, what we're seeing through these disasters, like, you know, New Orleans and then now Japan, and we've had, you know, several other global, huge, huge disasters. Look at the consciousness of the planet coming together. It's, like, absolutely amazing.
Oh, yes, I didn't finish the thought about that, and that was Japan. I got off, but that reminded me. So the counsel on that was, you know, that, you know, that's exactly right. The human consciousness of healing that's projected to Japan is going to elevate that, you know, part of the world. And so it's mankind's opportunity to be healing and sending healing energy to that area that's so important. Michael goes on to talk about, you know, about these earthly catastrophes like earthquakes and polar shifts. And so the book 2012 is not about fear. I mean, that's simply untrue. He says, yes, I will honor that Mother Earth will be adapting to some cosmic changes, but the Earth and other planets always have.
Right.
They simply change form.
We had the plagues. We had the famines. You know, we've had all kinds of things. It doesn't mean that it's a you know, a terrible God. It's just all part of the way it works. It's like this consciousness. But okay, so here's the deal. I want to give Kelly, if you would be kind enough to give your website and your contact information, and then we'll do it again toward the end. But let's go ahead and do that now.
Okay, great. Well, I have two sites now. One, we're just launching for Star Healing. That's to attend a workshop, attend a private session, where I'm working on an online certification program, and I hope to have that up in the next couple of weeks. That address is www.starhealingenergy.com, starhealingenergy.com. The original site, like the book a session or, you know, read, listen to interviews like with me and Cindy or whomever, that site's intothewhitelight.com. I would kind of like to mention something that came of an opportunity that came to me today, just a couple of hours ago, matter of fact. I'm going to be, looks like, a speaker. I'm going to be one of 11 speakers on it's called the Spring Angel Telos Summit 2001 with the theme Archangel Michael, Finding Your Life Purpose and the Courage to Make the Changes. So apparently some of the other speakers, looks like there's somebody from Canada, United States, of course, and some other countries, New Zealand. The event starts on May 3rd on the new moon, and it's going to be running each weekday through May. So interviews are going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'll have more stuff on Facebook, I guess, about this, but I'm going to be one of the speakers, so
everybody
can
join
in.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and I just wanted to let you know that we have an article, book review about Kelly in the March issue of Spirit Seeker, which is online. It's www.spiritseeker.com. It's on page 6. And I want to just let you know some of the places where we will be this month. This weekend I will be in Kansas City with the magazine at Donna Eden's event Friday evening and Saturday. I'll be in St. Louis tomorrow night with Donna Eden. And I studied with Donna Eden over 15 years ago, and she's one of the first people that I knew about kinesiology, muscle testing and everything, but I had only had it done on me. I had never, like, done it on someone else. So she was my first teacher that taught me about the energy meridians, that taught me about the, you know, all the different things you can do with, you know, K27, all the different things with the chakras and how to unwind them, how to wind them, how to use color therapy. I mean, this was over 15 years ago. I studied with her for 3 days in St. Louis. So I'm thrilled to be a sponsor. Spirit Seeker is a sponsor tomorrow evening in St. Louis at the Convention Center, and that's also in Spirit Seeker. And there's a wonderful article by Donna Eden on energy medicine and her husband on energy psychology. Then I'm doing a road trip going to Kansas City this weekend, and so I'll be at Unity on the Plaza with Donna and David on Friday night and Saturday, and then we are at the UMKC Holistic Expo with a booth on Sunday. And then we will also be at the Columbia, Missouri Expo in April. We will be at the Springfield, Missouri Expo in April. We will be at Earth Day in St. Louis in April. We will be at Celebrate Your Life Conference in June. We are one of the sponsors of that event. And they have celebrateyourlife.org. They have an amazing lineup. And this is the kind of thing that Spirit Seeker does. We go all over. And the Dalai Lama is coming to the Midwest. The Dalai Lama is coming to Arkansas in April, and we are very much working with that. And then Greg Braden will be coming to Kansas City, and so will Sonia Choquette. So Spirit Seeker is kind of like, most people just think it's in St. Louis, and it's really, like, so funny because we are just everywhere. So I'm really, really excited about this. Okay, and most of you know my background. I'm a feng shui consultant, and I do long-distance feng shui consultations. So if you're not in the St. Louis area and there's not a feng shui consultant near you, you just call me. And I just graduated my first group of 10 new feng shui consultants, and I taught them all how to do long-distance consultations because energy right now more than ever, with what we're going into with 2012, we all need to have balanced, beautiful, harmonious environments, which will then affect our internal landscape. And then, you know, you're about to experience the Kelly Cindy tag team here. My gifts are I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. I use cards, but I'm all the clairs. And then I'm a Reiki master healer, sound healer. I'm trained in holographic sound healing, and I've studied with Jonathan and Andy Goldman. And then I'm also studying Soma sound healing, which will be in St. Louis the last weekend in April. So I will be adding the – I've already worked with the tuning forks, but I went to Egypt to study the sound healing. I'm a total believer in sound healing. I've just seen miracles with it. So those are my gifts. And so, you know, if you ever want to study sound healing or Reiki or any of that stuff, that's why you call Cindy Meyer. But I'm teaching, I'm going to be teaching similar to Kelly more and more online. That's my next thing, because I just am finding students all over that don't have access to what the things that Kelly and I are offering. And so that will be the way of the future. I'm sure Archangel Michael, you know, probably, I mean, that's what I'm hearing, is just make it available to everyone and let it be easy.
So true. And when are you going to be a Star Healing Certified Practitioner?
I don't know, Kelly. I'm just already doing so much. We need you. You do that, and you do your students, and I'm going more in the direction of feng shui and psychic development with my students. And the magazine's growing. I mean, that's really my heart and my passion. And please, 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 everyone, you know, if you send me an email to info@spiritseeker.com, I will add you to my email list. Then you'll get a notice about this radio show. You'll get that, too, if you're favorited with Blog Talk. But if you send it to info@spiritseeker.com, then I will add you to my email list. I do not sell that email list at all. And then we cover the Midwest events, but we also are starting to cover more national events. Like we attend conferences all across the country, and our magazines are in those bags so that those people can then find us online afterwards at the website. So it's really, it's been a win-win for us. And just the more we're in, it's so interesting. We have Saima coming to Chicago, who's one of the incarnations of the Divine Mother on the planet right now. And we just have so many amazing people coming with their high white light vibrational consciousness to the Midwest. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I started the magazine back 14 years ago, and my first holistic conference was in 1996, and no one even knew what Reiki was. Mm-hmm. If someone had said star healing at that time, they would have been like, what? And now it's becoming like, oh, okay. You know, with feng shui, I do as much space clearing and balancing of spaces as I do with feng shui. I mean, I would say I almost do more of that now. And I go in and, mm-hmm. you know, balance the space with sound healing and, you know, blasting it with the light and all the different things and, you know, talking to the entities and beings that sometimes are still hanging around the space and clearing them out, you know, helping them, you know, go to their next part of their journey so that they are not earthbound in some cases. And so that's the scoop. So here we go. So now for questions tonight, what will happen is sometimes Kelly will just answer, or sometimes most of the time both of us will, if we get information, you know, we'll both share it with you. And the way that you will do this is you'll just press 1 on your phone. Nate, is that right? They just press 1, and then that will set a flag to my producer, and then he will bring you on the call.
Yes.
So so at this point, if anyone has a question for Kelly, just push 1 on your phone, and then Nate will bring you onto the call.
Well, I actually have quite a few people already holding. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take the first caller.
All right. This is Gabriel from New Mexico.
Okay. Hi, Gabriel. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, great. I know you've been on the call before, so welcome. Okay,
yeah,
so what is your question this evening?
Well, I was curious about what both of you thought about Orion.
When neither of us say anything.
Oh, I know. It's like totally science.
I didn't know.
Okay, okay Kelly,
right.
You go right ahead.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll channel this for you, okay, because I have no capacity of my own this season. Michael, okay, I feel it's important to communicate this to your listening ears, and that is Orion, he says, you may know as a constellation, but Orion is actually an energy, an intelligent energy. And what is important that I feel for you to understand about Orion is that Orion's energy is being felt in a very strong way, like the sunshine now on Earth. Some of you may be feeling the effects of Orion particularly, and those effects would be fatigue, backache, body aches and pains, etc. So when we're talking about the shift that's going on, he says, you can bless or blaspheme Orion, okay? He says, I'm being a little playful with you, but it's the energy source from Orion that's allowing for the release of the bodily toxins to allow and facilitate and help coordinate the ascension energy. So the next time you look up to the sky and look up to the stars, there are many heavens to choose from. He says you may thank those heavens of Orion for what they're blessing and opening to humanity.
Right. Yeah, and Gabriel, what the only thing I heard was it's all about true love. It's just the frequency of love. And I do not know much about this particular situation. I mean, I've heard about this. It's a galaxy, right?
Michael's saying yes, it is.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing is very, you know, just to tag on to what Kelly said, it's just really all about the frequency of love. And when we have a lot of pain in our body and things like that, a lot of times it's a resistance to the frequency of that much love and light. And so our body then creates these blocks that show up in the physical. And so oftentimes when we receive the light and we receive the love, a lot of pain is just melted. So what I'm hearing is that it's just all about the frequency of love. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. So it would be okay to go see somebody that channels Orion? Because I was told not to. So
wait a minute. The situation. Yeah, but go ahead, Kelly. What I'm hearing is, Gabriel, it is time for you to trust your inner wisdom. It's time for you to, if you go into the silence and you ask Archangel Michael, is what I'm hearing. I mean, and Kelly, you jump in, but I'm hearing you ask Archangel Michael to give you that answer, and you're going. It's time for you to start becoming more self-empowered. Not that it's wrong to get readings, because my goodness, that's part of the journey. But they're asking you to step up to the plate more with trusting yourself.
And Michael's saying it's a hard frequency to channel. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a hard frequency because it's a wide spectrum band. Okay, so it's just saying it's like, you know, it's like a wide, it just is a wide spectrum. So I wouldn't expect or be asking. I personally wouldn't be guiding you to do that at this particular time, okay? I would ask you to come back to this frequency later. And in the meantime, as the soul says, yeah, look inside yourself, okay, because the answer is right in front of you. He says, you're connected. You're like the needle. The thread through a needle. And Michael says, if you put your two fingers, tap, 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 where your third eye would be, okay, just do a little activation there. He says, you can ask and tap, and he says, we'll assist you in the knowingness that you're seeking.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. That's good, because that's the third eye for the listeners is right in the middle of the forehead. It's the one of the major chakras in the body. We have 7 majors, 21 minor, and it's a portal. And when you activate that, almost all of the different, you know, the teach meditation will teach you to do third eye meditations. I mean, some of my most amazing teachers I've ever studied with all do third eye meditations. So tapping that will stimulate that, and that will work for anyone on this call. It will start to open your sight.
Okay,
Gabriel, thank you for coming on the call. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Nate, we'll go to the next caller.
You might have to get them to pronounce the name. There's several ladies from South Carolina, but this one is Daria.
Okay.
It's Dara.
Hi, Dara. Welcome to the call.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. We're good. So how may we help you tonight?
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Oh, hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, you know, Kelly, I was telling you I feel this, like, sense of urgency that I want to serve my life's purpose, and I want to really, you know, you told me I have all the clairs. I was wondering, when will they start working so I can do it?
Okay. Well, maybe since I've counseled you before, we'll let Cindy take help you on this.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you are here to learn how to relax and play, and that does not come easily to you. And, you know, part of the karmic, you've got this whole thing about fairness and justice, fairness and justice. I mean, a lot of it's almost like you could have been a Judge Judy type person, like on a bench. So you've got a lot of wisdom and knowledge, but where you get hung up is you're in the mental plane too much, and what I'm hearing is that it's time for crayons. If you would start playing and laughing and start really hanging out with the energy of playfulness, like I actually see you like you know how kindergartners have those big easels and those big jars of paint and they stick the paintbrush in and then they just start creating on a canvas and it's like, it's just beautiful no matter what they do. It's beautiful because it's just, you know, from their heart. That's what I'm hearing for you, is that your life purpose and passion will be played out when you start having more fun.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add, Kelly?
Yeah, Michael's saying that if you start that way, he says as a real warm-up to channeling the creative flow, if you start that way with that exact parable that she offered to you, and that is painting or something, he said that's how you're going to connect. It's not that you're going to turn anything into a painting as a final result. He says you can, you know, but it's the channel of the painting or the creating, he's saying, okay?
Right.
That's the channel for you. So when you do that, he says, if you do that three nights in a row, he says, 3 days in a row, three nights in a row, you're, by the end of that third night, you're going to know yourself without us guiding you, without me guiding you, what you need to do next. He says, and if I'm completely off with this, he says, come knock on my door and I will answer. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, It's all about creativity.
Try those things for three nights, being creative, painting or art, you know, some sort of artwork with your hand. That's going to be the key, okay? And then Facebook me. Let me know.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, and you know what's funny about this Facebook? There's a Cindy Meyer Facebook page. There's a Spirit Seeker Facebook page. And there's a Cindy Meyer fan page. And I don't even know how to tell you, but I'm supposed to be, according to my helpers on my social media team, they're like, you need to have more people like Cindy Meyer's fan page. So I guess you can look it up as Cindy Meyer fan page. Kelly, do you have a fan page too? Or do you have, I mean, when you say look me up on Facebook,
you know,
do you just hit, how do they find you on Facebook?
You know, I have two book pages and a star healing page and a star healing practitioner page.
Funny.
So I guess, I don't know, I've got five. One, two, five.
Okay, so the more you like us, the more it just helps us reach more people.
Well, text in your vote now. 1-800. Oh, no, wait, this is not idle, is it?
Okay. Okay, so we'll go to our next caller. Okay.
Another South Carolinian. This is Sarah.
Okay. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the call. Okay, so how may we help you tonight?
Well, I just want to know when I'm going to be in a relationship that will actually last for a while.
Okay, I'm Michael's saying next year, okay? Next year. But here's what I want your heart and mind to fall upon, okay? He says,
okay.
I'm giving you that bookend, but that doesn't mean everything in between is not going to be served to you, okay? I want you to view the rest of this year as developmental time, very important developmental time in what? Your soul, and also fine-tuning, if you will, looking and exploring. He says you're going to be given people, souls, you know, relationship choices for learning and teaching. But the keeper, okay, the keeper energy is going to come about early next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of what's happening for you right now is every single thing that you're doing, whether it's relationship-wise, friendship-wise, job, anything, it's, does this bring me closer to God, or my life purpose, however you want to word it, or does this take me further away? And part of why you're not having that permanent relationship just yet is you are doing some very deep soul development work right now and would almost be a distraction.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's not coming, because you've got a golden opportunity coming, and I think that golden opportunity is a door that's going to open, and once you walk through that door, it's like don't fret that it's not, like I felt like you gasp almost when Kelly said next year. You're like you're going to enjoy the journey in between. You know, Ayana Van Sant wrote this book, In the Meantime. So in the meantime, you just enjoy each day, each person you encounter, and just know that you're on the right path, but you're doing deep soul development work. And to fritter it away with wrong, not wrong, but not the highest level of relationship, that's why it's been kind of almost like a pause. You're going to date, but the real one will be, as Kelly said, next year. So you're doing great. Just enjoy the ride.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome,
Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Here she goes. Okay. One last princess from South Carolina. this is Silencia.
Okay.
Hello.
Silencia?
Yes, it is.
I'm a Cynthia, but I've never heard of a Silencia. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is your question for us tonight?
Okay. Mine is a little more on a serious note, but... Okay, my husband has a sister, and we've never met her. We know her first name, but I guess we were trying to see if there was a way we could find her.
Okay, so what is her first name?
It's Quinetta.
Okay. All right, so we'll let Kelly, who's a medium, find out if she's still in physical form, or we'll see what you get.
Yeah, Michael's saying she's still of your realm, okay? So she's not made the transition. Let me offer you this, okay? She right now she doesn't want to be found, okay? And that's not a reflection back on love or loving. It's just where her soul essence and energy is right now, okay? So he says, I want you to know this just for the now, so... No one's overly anxious about this, okay? She's going to be shifting from not wanting to be found to wanting to be found, okay, rediscovered, reconnected. It's going to take the passage of about 3 or 4 months for this before I feel her soul is going to move into this wanting to be found, okay? It's very near the end of this year that I feel that the family's going to make a connection with her, okay? November, December, those are the months to look for, okay, for this. And it has nothing to do with, he says, you could look and look and look, and I could tell you exactly where, but she's not ready for it, so it simply will not be, okay? Not just yet. It's right around the corner, though. When that connection comes with her, he says, it'll be mutually binding. By that I mean everyone's energy will be bound together in a bundle like a sack, and the sack is going to be one of healing. That's where I want you to have your thoughts be, thoughts collected and thoughts kept, because that is the truth which will be.
Go ahead.
Right now she has a, for your mind to understand, she has some sadness within her, okay? So being found now, you know, discovered now, would only reflect sadness. So she's doing this, not wanting to be the found energy. She's carrying this energy out of protection. So when the sadness passes from her, okay, it's purposeful, because Michael's saying she could find you easily enough. So when the sadness passes and she's in a better place, it's actually a grace energy she's offering to the family. So with this grace, and when this grace unfolds, you'll have the connection you're desiring. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to add to that other than, you know, I just heard Goddess Maya with illusions. She's got veils. I just see veils in front of her, like layers of keeping the world away. And she's doing deep work. I mean, you know, exactly what Kelly just described. And there will be a state of grace for the whole family. But she's very alone right now. And she's doing very deep processing. And, you know, Goddess Maya says that you cannot... You know, it's time to take the rose-colored glasses off and lift the veil. Like, no more sugarcoating things. And so she's really coming to terms with some very deep things, and that's where the sadness is that she's recalibrating. Those are the words I'm hearing. She's recalibrating. So before she comes, would even be open into re-entering into the family fold, the recalibration must take place. That's a weird word. I hardly ever even heard. I mean, I've heard that a couple other times. Okay, Archangel Michael, thank you very much on that one.
Okay.
They had to be him. Okay, all right. So I hope that helps. And just the other thing is, do you have a picture of her from when she was a little girl?
No, that's the thing. Like, they've never met. That's what I'm saying. Like, their father died when they were both young.
Very little.
So they
okay.
don't even know each other.
Yeah.
So
but
they
you
will,
know,
though. They will meet.
A lot
they
of the
meet.
Other family is dead, too. So,
well, you know,
we
all you have to do, like,
know.
Yeah, psychically, just communicate and just say we are open and ready and here, you know, as your family when you're ready. And then the rest of it just, you know, will all be when the vibrational alignment lines up. And right now is just not the time.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so do we have
time
anyone
for
else?
One more.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's almost time. It's showtime. Okay, so who do
yeah,
we have?
Yeah, one more.
On?
This is you're just going to be your favorite, though. This is Q from Hot Springs Vale in Arkansas.
Oh, hey. Hi, Q.
Hi
how
there.
Are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm fine. Kelly, how are you? I told you I'd try and get through, and
woo-hoo!
I need some help from Michael. Woohoo! All right.
Woo!
So I'm going to make this brief. You know all about the transition I've been going through from San Fran to here. And obviously I do not sound like I'm from Arkansas because I'm not. The question for Michael is, this transition, there's a possibility of relocation one more time. And since I have not been able to get to do as many readings, because I do readings and you know I teach class, I have not been able to do that here. And I knew that was going to happen because I do my own readings as well. But this transition seems to be really pokey, so I'm wondering if Michael has anything besides patience, because I know he's been telling me patience. But so if you could ask him about the relocation, if that's the right direction, please. And hi,
okay.
Michael. Thank you.
Okay. Well, where is it that you think you're relocating to? Because I'm hearing it is and it isn't. So just do you have a city
okay.
in mind?
Yeah, Austin, Texas area.
Okay. Well, okay. First of all, welcome, 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 and welcome, okay?
Yay.
The welcome wagon, the welcome wagon. Okay, as far as Texas and Austin, Texas, and Texas, he says, it's not time. The relocation, he
okay.
says, you can come back to that at any time. I would rather see you somewhere up east. Now, hear me out, he's saying. He says,
really?
You've gone from coast to coast and up and down, and then you wonder, like, have I made this giant star, Angel? And I'll say to you that, oh, yes, you have. Put it on a map. That's the idea. Left, down,
oh.
right, up, down, and over. Put it on a map. Michael says, it's a star. He's serious.
Wow.
He's serious.
No, I get it. Okay.
It's more like a Star of David or something. It's not, you know, it's... He's showing it to me. Do you see it,
like
Cindy?
The sacred geometry of Archangel Metatron, kind
yes.
of.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is that you are a master teacher, and
yeah.
the main thing for you is discipline. That's your discipline and compassion. Or if you would just write down discipline and compassion and work with those words. I mean, you're a master teacher, and during this time, when you've got a little more time on your hands, they're saying that this is a good time to do a vibe check and really work with your thoughts. You've got this thought that, you know, people can't find you now that you moved, and you were to consider doing online, do a teaching on, like we're doing here. There's absolutely no reason why you could not teach over a bridge line.
Right. I do a lot of phone readings. I do,
right.
but I have not. I've been writing on Facebook just so people have things to look at from me
right.
because I've not been doing as many readings. So,
but they say to
okay,
offer a free. What I'm hearing is offer a free event where people can come and experience your like an hour. Of
all
you
my
doing...
classes are free, and that was actually going to be my second question to Michael. Is right now with gas prices being what they are, I usually don't charge anybody anything, and occasionally my students will pay for hotels for me, but I don't even want to do that.
Here's what I'm hearing, because I know we don't
Thank
have
you,
much
Kelly.
Time. Okay, and that
right.
is it's time to shift out of this. Okay, it's time
yeah,
to stand.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's time to stand in the shoes. Okay, and you know the
okay.
shoes are prosperity. So, but
okay.
I wish you would follow up with me about the star thing. Okay, if you get stuck
right.
on these
yeah.
cities or this shape, because it's
right.
important. Okay, so Texas is
right.
later, but that's one of the points of the star.
Okay. All right. Okay.
okay.
And you will be hearing from us because, you know, we want to do this. So you'll be hearing from both my beau and I, and
oh.
we're going forward.
Okay. Love you. Thanks.
All right. Thank
love
you,
you
so much.
Talk to you guys. Bye.
Okay, so this is Cindy Meyer, and this was the Spirit Seeker Hour. This is a weekly show each and every week. Some of our upcoming guests are next week we will be having Cheryl Hort from Cheryl's Herbs. She and her husband lived in China, and when they were actually it was Hong Kong, and when they were living there, they played for the St. Louis Symphony. And while there, they started, this was many, many years ago, they started studying about Chinese herbs, and then they came back to St. Louis, and now they have an international company called Cheryl's Herbs. And next week, we will be hearing all about the different things that you can do for your health and wellness with working with herbs. And then the next week, we have William Gladstone, who is the author of Tapping the Source, Using the Master Key System for Abundance and Happiness, and he has a whole thing on tapping daily. And then the next week, I will be interviewing James Redfield. We have amazing guests coming on throughout all of April and May. My radio show is booked until June. It's just absolutely amazing. We even have Saima, who is going to be coming on, and she rarely does interviews. So it's really just wonderful, and I want to thank Kelly. And just again, to reach Kelly, her website is intothewhitelight.com. And to schedule a session with her, you call 636-346-7093. And Spirit Seeker magazine can be read at spiritseeker.com. And to call me, 636-530-7579. Okay, well, it is a wrap. I want to thank everyone for coming on. And remember, it's stored at the Blog Talk site on blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer. Please favorite the show. Please send emails to Spirit Seeker. We'll put you on our list and we'll remind you. And just thank you. And may you have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing week. Okay, so Kelly, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
And,
always a pleasure.
Okay, all right. Good night,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Namaste.